Good morning. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. And today we are talking with Emily Neal, who is a local ballroom dance instructor. And I have about 1,000 questions for you about just that one piece of information. I would love to know how this all started. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
So you are a ballroom dance instructor. How do you start with that? You started as a child. You were a dancer as a child.
Yes, as a child. So I did not do ballroom until much later. But as a child, I was an Irish dancer. Like, I competed around my home in Atlanta.
Like, just around your home? Like, you would just make circles around your house?
You see.
Tell me. Oh, wait. I have to go back even further than that. So you're 7 years old.
Yes.
You're getting into Irish dance. And this happened because mm-hmm. your family is Irish?
Yes, we are.
Okay, and how Irish, what does that mean? Like, are there Irish celebrations at your house? Are there certain dishes that you eat that are Irish? What does it mean to grow up in an Irish family?
So it was not like entirely like very closely related Irish, but my mom's maiden name was McCarty.
No.
So, and my grandfather looked like a leprechaun, like the brightest red hair you've ever seen.
As soon as we get off here, I need to see a photo of your grandfather.
So he was amazing, and he made it a really big deal. We used to get invitations from Ireland and Galway for family reunions, and we never were able to go, but we have a big crest on our wall.
That's
our family crest. And it mainly took the shape, and we would go to all the different festivals, all the different concerts. St. Patrick's Day, we would decorate the whole house in green. And we always listened to Irish music.
Okay.
And then one day my mom was talking to some people from our church, and they're like, oh yeah, we have an Irish dance class at this church that's 10 minutes from your house. Like, Emily should totally do it. Because I had always asked my mom to be a ballerina, but she was like, you're too tall. Because I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh,
and she was like,
not too tall.
So it's like, that's a little tall, but Irish dancing's a tall girl sport. And so I got into it.
It is a tall girl sport.
Because you have to leap really high.
Yes, you have to be able to really get your legs up. I cannot say I've ever met anyone that has done competitive Irish dancing.
And it was a lot of fun.
Just in general, what drew you to that?
Well, first of all, it was the Irish culture around it. Because I love Irish culture. It's like, it's who I am, it's where I'm from. And I loved dancing, and it was just a lot of fun to compete, and I was always pushing myself. I had a really great teacher who was the one who had told me originally that she thought I was good enough to compete. Her name was Miss Jessie, and she was really hard on her students, but she knew that she could drive them to be their best if she was tough. So she was from Galway, so she would yell at us in like really thick Irish accents. So, I loved it. And also there was all the sparkly costumes and everything that was great. I loved the shoes, too. The shoes are beautiful. So
I can imagine it makes you feel close to your family and your past and maybe even your future. Is this something that we haven't even gotten into how you got into the ballroom dancing. I have so many more Irish questions for you, but we'll just keep moving because I feel like I need to know. What was the next step in this? You were in competitive Irish dance, and then you just started one day into a foxtrot, or what happened there?
So there was a little space of time where I actually had to drop out of Irish dancing because I had developed a medical condition where the hard beating on the plexiglass shoes was causing scoliosis. So I had to drop out. And so I went several years kind of trying to figure out what to do with that passion for dance. I like dipped my feet in robotics and I did lots of theater. And then later on, actually towards 2020, me and my sisters spent the lockdown learning all the choreography from all the like musicals that we loved.
Oh my God, I love that.
And then when things returned to normal and I was in theater again, I became the choreographer for my theater troupe.
Okay.
So I would like choreograph all the things. And I knew like little bits and pieces of some ballroom dances like waltz from that experience. But it was my freshman year of college where I actually started getting hardcore into waltz and like foxtrot and all the ballroom dances,
all the classics. Yeah. I have to go back for a minute. You said that you learned all the choreography to the greatest. At which musicals did you learn all the choreography to?
So there was a ton of Disney Channel.
Okay.
I will say
there's lots of
High School Musical and such.
Okay.
And then it would be like bits and pieces from like Wicked or from like the whole movie coming out. Now, me and my sisters loved the song Popular, so we did that one.
I love that.
we did like little bits and pieces from like Les Miserables, little things like that. It was like a song here or there. It just turned into this really big clump of just random songs that we knew the choreography for.
I love hearing about what artists did to survive during the pandemic, and that's just probably one of the greatest stories. We'll be back on the scene when we're talking with Emily Neal, local ballroom dance instructor here on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, here on the scene, and we're talking with Emily Neal, local ballroom dance instructor, and we are finding out all about her life and how, what the things that led her to this moment. She is a childhood star in Irish dance, competitive dance, that eventually led her into ballroom dance, and you said that really didn't happen until college.
Yeah, it was my freshman year, my very first semester. I was going to this campus ministry at Tennessee Tech. And there was this guy there who was taking ballroom dance at the university. And one day he was like looking for a partner, and someone had told him that like I love dancing and such. And so he like came into the room where I was studying, and he was like, "So I heard you can dance." I was like,
"That is a line."
I was like, "I can,
that is a line.
I can manage." And he was like, "Do you want to learn to ballroom dance so that I can practice with someone?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Sure." And let it be known, I'm 6 feet tall. He is 5'7".
Okay.
He had a lot of confidence.
Okay.
And
hopefully some lifts in his shoes.
He was really good, though. He taught me, my very first one that I like really learned was waltz.
Okay.
Followed closely by foxtrot and then two-step and just so on. And he convinced me to start taking the classes with him the very next semester. And originally, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to because I had broken my knee earlier that semester.
How did you break your knee?
I was hit by a car while riding my bike. Yeah.
What? We're going to need more time on this podcast today. We're going to need a little more time.
There's a lot of lore.
Okay. We're gonna unpack that in a minute. But in the meantime, you had broken your knee. And this hit and run? Did they stop? Was it a...
They did stop and they helped me, but it left me with like a fractured kneecap and like several torn ligaments and such. But, I had been looking for a way to like rehabilitate it.
Okay.
And I had been talking to my doctor and I had said like, "Oh, there's this guy who wants to teach me ballroom dance." And they're like, "Do it. That's a great low impact, like thing that you can do to kind of get, keep it moving. So it doesn't like heal the wrong way. 'Cause it's never moving." Mm. So for the first like several months, I always danced in a knee brace. But it started kind of like as this is a fun stress reliever and I need it to heal my knee. But then it turned into an outright obsession.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, we got to go back for a second. All right. This guy that came in and asked you if you wanted to go dance, who is this guy?
So that is my now fiance.
Okay. See, I told you it was a line. It is a line. Well, he did well in his 5'7"-ness.
He did, yes. He is the most confident man I know. I love him to death. We're getting married next year, so I'm super excited. But he started out as my best friend, and he is the one who originally taught me to dance. And then when we started taking the classes together, he would practice with me. So we would be practicing dancing like 6 to 8 hours every week outside of class.
Wow.
And there's a little like thing I love. One, right before we started dating, he started like playing a lot of love songs to the songs that we would do.
See, this guy is smooth.
And he would sing them into my ear while we danced.
Oh, that is really cute.
He was the best. I love him so much. And it was very obvious.
Okay, so now we know why she got into ballroom dancing. This was not about ballroom dancing. This was about the guy. Okay, and so that's I love that story. Like, that is a story that you all can tell your children. And so, okay, but you're both ballroom dancers. I can only imagine that the first dance at your wedding is going to be pretty incredible. Like, are you already planning this? Is this going to be a full choreographed, everyone should just sit back and expect a real performance?
Oh, yeah. We are big Dancing with the Stars fans. We watch it and then we'll learn the choreography to our favorite dances. So we have a whole rumba planned for our first dance. So it's going to be like,
you kids are crazy.
Things, so.
You kids are nuts doing that rumba.
We're super excited.
That is so fun. Congratulations on finding someone that inspired you to find something else that you love. That's really incredible. And so then you became a student of the dance, and you became a lover of the dance. And then all of a sudden, now you're an instructor of the dance at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to talk more about that when we come back. We're talking with Emily Neal, local ballroom dance instructor here on The Scene. We are back on The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We're talking with Emily Neal, ballroom dance instructor, who works at Tennessee Tech, but got her start in Irish dancing and through a sordid love affair, found her way to ballroom dance. Yeah. And I love this story that you were just hanging out in your dorm. Is that correct? You were hanging out in a student ministry building,
a study center.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Where young folks tend to congregate. And yeah. this very confident young man approached you and said, "Hey, I hear you dance. You should dance with me." Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And how tall are you, Emily?
I'm 6 feet tall.
You're 6 feet tall. And how tall is he?
He's 5'7".
And so the confidence of this man just astounds me. So then you start taking these ballroom dance classes. You just start kind of learning together. Yeah. You found out kind of about a dance club, perhaps, and he needed a partner?
Yeah, he was taking the dance classes with Bruce Anderson, who was the instructor at the time. And he was like, "I need someone to practice with." And so I started taking the classes with him so I could learn at the same time, and then we could take it home and practice.
And then she truly took it home. She really did. And she fell in love with him. And now they're getting married.
Yes.
And then through all of this, you found a true love also in ballroom dance.
I did. I became absolutely obsessed, not only because I was dancing with the soon-to-be love of my life, but I love just, the beauty of expressing, emotion and stories through dance. Mm-hmm. And being able to kind of express yourself in a different way. Cause I had never really done a partner dance. Every dance that I had ever done had been just me. Mm-hmm. So Irish dance was just me, or in theater, I might be with a group, but the majority of it was just making sure I knew my stuff.
Right.
But there was this aspect of trust, in ballroom dance that fascinated me. Cause there's a lot of moves that you have to trust your partner, mm-hmm. or you're going to fall on your mm-hmm. face
or other things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or you'll get slammed into a pole
Something's
or into a wall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so there was this aspect of learning to trust that person and that relationship being so beautiful to watch on the dance floor.
Yeah,
I started a club to have other people practice as well, because a lot of people wanted to practice but didn't have a place to do so, or they wanted to take the class but couldn't fit it into their schedule. So when I was a student, I started a club where we would all just come and practice together.
The Ballroom Dance Club?
Yeah, the Ballroom Dance Club at Tennessee Tech. Okay. It's still there.
Still going.
Yeah.
You started a thing.
Yeah, I help out with it. It's still there. If you ever want to go, just learn in your free time. But it was...
Anybody can go?
Yeah, anybody can go.
Not even a text, just random anybody?
Yeah, we have a lot of random people just come in and be like, hey.
Any weird random people that you wish just would not come to the Ballroom Dance Club?
Not usually. I mean, there's always some people that are but
not yet.
It's okay. But we've taught couples their first dances for their weddings, and we've there have been other ballroom romances that have taken place too in the classes in the club.
Of course there are. I think if you have two single people, hopefully single, if you have the two single people and you're putting them in that such close proximity and the music's right and they're as smooth as this guy that you ended up with, I mean, of course they are. So maybe single listeners, if you're looking for a way to maybe throw yourself into the arms of your next great love, it sounds like the Ballroom Dance Club at Tech might be a good place to start.
I always tell prospective students who are just coming out of high school, I'm like, it increases your riz by 10,000%, especially if you're a guy.
Riz increased. 10% riz increase.
So learn to dance, because girls love a guy who can dance, because then he fits the bill of the fictional man.
It's so true. We took ballroom dance classes before we got married just for fun. We weren't doing it to prepare for the wedding dance or anything. And it was my husband's very analytical mind. He's a finance guy and sees things very numbers and I'm very rhythmical and lyrical, and dance comes naturally to me. But for him, he had to kind of see a graph. He was like, okay, so it's he had to see the steps on the floor. But, to each his own, everybody figures out how to dance their own way. If people are interested in learning how to dance and they want to be a part of this, how can they find out more information?
So, well, You can sign up for the class if you're a student. It's like phys ed 1120, I believe.
Okay.
And then the Ballroom Dance Club has an Instagram. So if you type in TTU Ballroom Dance Club, you'll be able to message us through that. And the president is, her name is Clarice Chandler. She's incredible. And I help out with the club sometimes because sometimes they'll have me come in and like teach lessons at the club as well as in the class. So if you want to learn more information, go to TTU Ballroom Dance Club on Instagram and message us.
Very exciting. Well, Emily, it was so wonderful talking with you. And for anyone that's listening and wants to know more about falling in love with dance or just falling in love with a dancer, talk to Emily Neal. You've been listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We'll see you next time.